Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here from the city of Colorado Springs. Feel so connected right now. Should I leave the room, you guys?
No, you're making us better than we are. You're putting us on a pedestal. We're
well,
not that important.
You guys are awesome. Well, Ted, I work with you all the time.
Yes.
Jennifer, you know, we kind of like have missed each other in our working, but we work with everybody else together.
Yes.
How's that? From the City of Colorado Springs communications team from the executive branch, Jennifer Schrader is here. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you. And from the legislative branch, Ted Skrobak is here. Hello, Ted.
Hello, finally meeting you in person.
I know. We like email back and forth all the time. Short sentences sometimes or entire paragraphs.
Yes, yes.
But I'm so excited you guys are here because launching an entirely new thing that the city is doing, and I kind of want to get some background on what you're doing. You're launching a new podcast and how this connects in with the city communicating with its community, right? I mean, because that's what this is all about.
Yeah, well, and I'll give you the background and then I'll kind of let Jen explain it a little bit more. But it came to me in a quick conversation with another coworker, and this has been something I think that's been kind of thrown around the communications department a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was saying I want it to be fun. And that's the elusive word in government. So then I was thinking, well, who could do this with me?
Right.
And I have a little bit of broadcast experience, not the greatest resume.
We did not know that.
Yes. I used to work for a television company here in town.
That we will not mention.
Yes. And, and so did Jen at one point. And she was kind of the perfect co-host. And the way that I pitched it originally to communications and some of the upper management in the city was I said, well, Jen is the professional. And I would kind of be the slapstick to make it a little bit more fun. So, but Jen does Springs TV, so I'll kind of let her explain how we kept forming this to maybe be another tool.
I didn't realize I was going to have to be professional.
You're okay. So let's, for those, Jen, really quick, let's talk about Springs TV for those that don't know
what
Spring,
it is. Yeah, yes.
And how this podcast is going to work perfectly with this.
Yes, I think it'll be great. Springs TV is our local government access station. And so we are the place on cable, if you tune into Channel 18 on Comcast or CenturyLink, where you can find city council meetings, planning commission, those type of things, city government related. And we also air on that station, as well as our social media, different videos and things like that that profile our employees, that tell what's going on with our roads or our parks or different things in the city. And so that's what we do at Springs TV. We're the video production department, and
right.
We make videos about the city, which we have endless amount of topics because we have, you know, almost 2,000 employees. We have so much going on, and
right.
People, I think, for the most part, want to know what's happening with their tax dollars. So we try to let them know in easy, simple ways and entertaining ways, like Ted said. So this is just kind of another way we can do that. We're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and we have a great website, and we have all different ways to reach people. But we thought a lot of folks do get their information and news from podcasts, and it's an easy way to just listen on your way into work.
It's incredible, isn't it? The whole podcast, you know, phenomenon that has taken over. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like podcasts yourself? Do you listen?
Yeah. And that's kind of what was another part of the idea. I know here at KRDO, you guys are huge into podcasts
yes.
as well. You guys have your own kind of network.
In fact, you can listen to this podcast later.
Yes, exactly. So there you go.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Nice self-promotion right,
right.
there.
Love it.
But yeah, I listen to it personally. I'm more of a sports talk show sort of guy. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of where I also get the, you know, you can talk about stuff that's serious but in a loose way. And obviously I used to be on the broadcast side, so I've covered hard news and everything, but always have desired doing it in just a little bit more of a lighthearted way,
right,
with still getting you the information that you need to get.
Now, what did you guys name the podcast?
So it's Behind the Springs.
Behind the Springs.
Subtitle: an inside look at your local government.
That's perfect. Behind the Springs, and then that more in depth.
Yes. So Behind the Springs is more so, we were talking to you off mic about, you know, we're going to have the mayor on episode 2, which is a huge
Woo!
Victory. And my joke is, we'll see if we get past episode 2, if he likes it. But it's really trying to show the personalities of some of these people that maybe you already see on news and already hear on your program.
Right.
But we're going to be talking to the mayor about history of Colorado Springs. He's a huge history buff.
Yeah.
And getting some of those fun stories and really showing his true personality. That's what we want to do when we have elected officials on. But we also want to show you the personalities of some of our department heads or some of our other employees that are working out there to keep the city beautiful.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out when the Behind the Springs podcast launches, the schedule, how you can get involved. We've got a lot more with Ted Skrobak, Jennifer Schrader next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today from the city of Colorado Springs, talking with Jennifer Schrader and Ted Skrobak. Hello, hello.
Hello.
And what we're talking about today is the premiere. I feel like we need some horns and stuff.
Yeah, we need the audience sound effect.
Red carpet.
Yeah, right. Totally. Of the new City of Colorado Springs Behind the Springs podcast. Now, when is this officially launching?
So you're our first person. You know, this is like an exclusive right here.
Look at that.
It's coming out today.
Oh, it's launching today.
Yes, and we have the webpage up. Also, it will be basically wherever you can find, you know, wherever you look for podcasts. It's a slow process to get them onto all those platforms because it has to be approved as a new podcast and everything. So I would say go to coloradosprings.gov/podcast and you can listen to episode 0.5, which is just Jen and I introducing us.
Five.
Yes, because it's not a full episode.
No.
You know, when it's just Jen and I talking to each other, you may want to listen to that or you may just want to skip right to the interview. And then episode 1 is Parks, and we're talking with Parks Director Karen Pallas and Tops Manager Scott Abbott, and we have a lot of interesting topics in that one. Do you want to you've kind of worked closer with Parks, so do you want to explain what we talked about?
Yeah, I mean,
I think
Parks is kind of the number one reason why a lot of folks live here and
want to
stay here, live here, play here, work here, and it's just there's so many neighborhood parks, open spaces. We have 278 miles of trails. And I think people even forget sometimes all that we have. And so Scott talked a lot on the podcast about some new Tops Rangers that he's recently hired. And they are, it's kind of twofold their job. Number one is to kind of educate folks, be that friendly face on the trail, but also to enforce some of the rules and reminders, like, do you have your dog on leash? You know, do you have enough water to get up the incline? Those type of things. So I think it's really neat to have more of those folks out there. And sometimes I would say the average resident doesn't always realize those are city employees. That's your city working for you.
Right.
So we just kind of want to point out the different ways that our employees are working for people. And they truly are, Ted and I have said, such public servants. Like they all have such a public service heart.
Right.
And so it's really neat to just hear from them and hear what they have to say about what they do every day.
Well, and I think you guys, and you can correct me if I'm wrong or if I get the eye glares, I know. Don't you also touch on this podcast? And I briefly talked about it with the mayor when he was last on. Aren't we looking at something on the November ballot as well for parks, like keeping some money so we can get some of these parks? Attention needs to be paid to some of these parks.
Yes, we do. And especially with Sesquicentennial coming up in a couple years, there's going to be some improvements to some of those historical parks coming down the line. And then we spend kind of the first part of the first episode talking about a Tabor retention possible ballot item that'll go in November.
And what that money would go toward.
Yes.
And, specifically.
Yeah. And you know, I even asked Karen and Ed, how does the city normally vote when it comes down to parks? And she says, usually favorable, especially if you can lay out, which they're already doing. They're laying out a very easily digestible plan so that people can look at what is this money actually going to go towards when it goes to the parks. And I think there's a lot of great, great projects that might come of this money. And, you know, I can't give too much. I got to tease the podcast.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you'll have to go and listen to her answers.
But it's so important to listen to because it's up to you. You know, it's up to voters to decide.
Right.
It's not up to the city. So,
Well, the great thing about this podcast is you guys can dive further into it than say, we can.
Yes.
Right.
Because we have such a time limit.
Or like a Facebook post or a Twitter. You know, it's difficult to get all the information out there sometimes for us. Even if we produce a video about it, it's hard to keep folks' attention. But if they've got 20 minutes on their drive into work or especially if they're going to Denver to commute or whatever it is, maybe they can become a little more familiar with what we do. Whether their priority is roads or, you know, our public works department, maybe code enforcement. They don't know much about how do I report graffiti? How do I get involved with parks? How do I volunteer?
Right.
You know, different things like that.
Absolutely.
And that's another big thing. We want people that are hopefully going to eventually listen to this to be driving what we're talking about in the future. For the first few months, we're going month by month, 2 episodes per month.
Okay.
We're going to talk about parks this month and then cultural services, which is also under parks, with the mayor and Matt Mayberry to talk the history of Colorado Springs as sesquicentennial comes up in 2 years. And
which
then,
is the 150th.
Yes, sorry. I always say it. Yeah, I should have. And that's the other thing is we're kind
but
of...
What language are you speaking?
Yeah, sesquicentennial. Say that 5 times.
See, I should have alarmed myself because the other thing is we're turning this almost into like a 90s morning music FM station.
Oh my gosh, don't make me flashback to that. Oh my gosh.
Were you a sound effects sort of person?
We had to.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Like, you know, 90s radio and it was like Big Boss Radio.
Yeah. So we're bringing it back, you know? We're trying to have a little bit of fun in that realm. And a couple of the things is you get alarmed if you say an acronym. So there's an acronym alarm. And then we also have another sound if you're doing what I call bureaucratic babble.
Oh. And so you actually push that button?
Yes. Yeah. And
if
then,
your guests are doing
hopefully
that?
Hopefully we won't turn them off.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I was too scared to do it in episode one, and I'm going to tell you right now, with the mayor on, I'll probably be too scared to do it in episode two.
Ted, but, you better. In fact, I think he would laugh.
Yeah, I think he would too, and I don't know if I should warn him or just hit him with it. So,
well, trust me, you'll get the look.
Yeah, well, that's true.
If you don't warn him.
And then I'll remind him, I work for the legislative branch, so I'm untouchable.
And that is the other thing to mention, is that Ted brings a lot to the table in terms of what are our city council members do? How do you even go to a city council meeting and get involved if there's something you want to talk about or hear about? I think some folks don't even know where to start sometimes.
Or reaching, who is my councilman?
Right. Yes.
A lot of folks don't know their district.
Yeah,
right.
I get that question a lot.
Yeah.
And now we have a constituent contact person as well to help when people are reaching out to city council. But one of my biggest things is trying to just get people into City Hall that have never been there before. People have lived here decades and never gone into one of the most historical buildings in the city.
And for the sesquicentennial.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Like
yes. Yeah. It's hard to say.
We're going to have to say it 5 times fast. Okay, we are going to take a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what else is coming up, how you can get involved, because you guys want to hear people's ideas, right? What they want to hear about.
We want you to drive it.
Absolutely. So we'll have more with Ted and Jennifer when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking from Jennifer Schrader, Ted Skroback from the city of Colorado Springs, talking about the all-new Behind the Springs podcast, which is launching today.
Yes.
Woo! It is today, right?
Yes, today. You're the exclusive.
I can't believe it. Thank you so much. Now, because Ted, your email yesterday was like, maybe, maybe not, perhaps. No,
well,
it's going to happen.
You know, that's how it goes in media, all right?
I know.
In the last segment, it's up on the website, coloradosprings.gov/podcast. But I think the other thing that made me go, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, was the whole, you got to get approved by each of the different podcast platforms. And that may have been something that I overlooked a little bit time-wise. So.
Right.
But it's up there.
You
can go find it on
everywhere.
The webpage. Yeah, we'll be everywhere
soon.
Then you can set up like for the RSS. So once you find your platform, right? Once the new podcast is uploaded, it's going to be twice a month.
Yes.
Then you'll get notified.
Right.
Yes. So we want, it's the whole spiel of, you know, rate, like, subscribe. Make sure that you're always listening to it twice a month. Obviously, you can always go backwards and listen to old episodes. But we also do talk about the things that are coming up city event-wise. So it is good to listen timely as well if you want to be alerted on some of those other events.
Now, we talked about the first one is going to be parks, talking to the parks department. And we were talking about how many miles and trails we have, possibility of a table. Thing for the November ballot. And then for the second one, right, it's going to be Mayor Southers. Is that right?
He agreed to come on.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I called it the biggest upset. I figured it was going to be 8-9 episodes before maybe we could sucker him into it. And then, as my other joke is, we'll see if we get past episode 2.
Right. So, if he doesn't shut it down.
Yes,
no,
if
kidding,
he doesn't shut it down.
Yes, he's going to join us, and so is Matt Mayberry, who's our cultural services director, and he really brings a lot to the table in terms of giving us all a little history lesson on the Pikes Peak region.
We were just talking during the break. Like, whenever you're around Matt, it's like you want to shush.
Yes.
And listen.
Yes.
He's like a walking encyclopedia,
yeah.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
And he's a fantastic storyteller.
And we live in a place with so much history. And
right.
I think people don't realize
right.
that all the time. Like, they just think, oh, isn't Pikes Peak pretty? And Garden of the Gods is my favorite place to hike. But there is amazing history behind those places and some other places you wouldn't even think of. So I think he brings that, and Mayer's a history buff as well. So they're both going to talk about that. And I think it'll be great to have him on.
I don't even think we're going to need to talk. We can just say, you know, what's your favorite story?
Ready,
and,
go.
In the history,
ready, set,
of Colorado
go.
Springs.
And then you have your full podcast.
Let them
go
off of each other, and we'll just kind of be flies on the wall for that one.
So we want to do parks, and then we want to dive into some other topics, including public safety. Mm-hmm. Our roads will be next, right after.
Yeah, because infrastructure is continuing ongoing. We talk about it all the time.
You may have seen some cone zones out there.
Yeah, and you hear the potholes.
Yeah, they're everywhere. How do you report a pothole? Mm-hmm. How many are we filling? What kind of progress are we making? So I think there's a lot to talk about when it comes to our roadways, and we want to do that. We want to talk with our police officers and our firefighters. But then we really also want to hear from people. What do you want to know about local government? What do you feel like you don't know enough about? And I think we invite them, Ted, to really let us know anywhere, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want to leave a comment website.
Have you guys started the Behind the Springs, Facebook and Twitter pages and stuff like that?
So we're probably going to post most things onto the actual city page just to not break free of, you know, the followers that we already have on there. And obviously as a city entity, there's only so much budget that goes into advertising, AKA nothing. So you got to make sure, you know, that you're hitting where we already have followers instead of maybe trying to organically grow a whole new group. We will also have, because let's just say when people want to reach out to the city, they know how to reach out to they'll find us.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
But if you would like to find us on a certain platform, I mean, we're City of COS on all of the social media platforms. Right. And I think that's a great place to go anyway, just to get your city news.
And we'll also have an email account set up here, which we'll have on the webpage today. That way it goes to all of us that are part of the show, because it's not just Jen and I. We have plenty of other people working for communications that have been helping us. Skylar's been great with the graphic and the getting it up onto all these platforms that you can listen to it. Frank, who works with you for Springs TV, has been on the technical side along with Olivia. And then we have a few others that have been helping kind of as producers almost for this show as well. So it's been a full team effort, and that whole team would get those emails if you send it to the email that we'll have on the webpage that I can't remember right now.
it's all new.
Yes. The webpage is coloradosprings.gov/podcast.
Yes, so if you go there, we'll have the email on there, and you can start, you know, we're going to drive the first few months, and then after that, we really hope that people are writing and saying, hey, we'd love to hear from this person, or this department, or this subject.
Yeah, I mean, Renee, I don't know about you, but when I talk with friends and family and that live in Colorado Springs, they know I work for the government, and they usually want to know XYZ, or I tell them something and they say, oh, I didn't realize that was even part of the city. I didn't know that person was a city employee.
Right.
So I think there's a lot that people wonder and want to know, but they're just not quite sure how to get those answers.
Absolutely. And then they can email their suggestions, right? Yes.
Or right on Facebook,
right,
or whatever.
Facebook, social media. Okay.
Yep. And you know, another one, like you mentioned earlier, the city rangers. Right. I think that's even one working for the city. I kind of forget that we have city rangers.
Yeah, see, that one you got me, Ted.
And it's awesome because, you know, don't want to, you know, teasing the conversation of episode one, just learning about that they're not totally out there to cite you for not having a dog on its leash, but they're out there to educate, as Jen was saying earlier, making sure you got water, making sure you just understand maybe the incline, how to get back down and all of that. So
y'all don't want to see me on the incline, I'm just saying.
I'm with you right there. So so don't worry, I got a buddy that...
Sorry for those that had to witness that.
I got a buddy that keeps trying to get me out there, and I keep telling when I'm in shape, when that happens,
I've
we'll
done
see.
It. You can do it.
Yeah,
we'll
you
see.
Can totally do it.
You
we'll
can
see.
Do it.
We'll
yeah.
see.
Okay, so go get your ideas in, because you could even, I'm imagining, any topic is up for grabs, right?
It really is.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the nice part about it. Well, go on.
Well, I was just going to say, we have so many people that can address those topics because they're literally out there filling the potholes. Or they're the park maintenance people cleaning up your neighborhood park, and you're wondering, why aren't there 7 trash cans instead of 2? And they can tell you why or why not, and, you know, answer some of those basic questions that seem maybe silly, but they really are the everyday concerns that people have out there, and it's city employees that are in charge of that. We get a lot of questions on code enforcement, you know, if people have...
neighborhood
blight.
So confusing.
Yes. Yeah. Or graffiti. Yeah. How do they report it?
Right.
How quickly should they expect someone to respond? We're going to have a new app that's going to launch in the next few weeks. And I think that'll make it a lot easier. Those people who don't have our current app can download the new one. And that's an easy way to Let us know that something's up, you know, a sidewalk needs repairing, or you have an ADA concern, or like we said, there's graffiti or a pothole. So, I mean, that's a great way to report things and just feel, we want people to feel like it's that we're working for you, and we want to know, we can only know so much from our end without folks helping us.
Yeah. So. And this is a personal way to get more connected with the people that work for your city. Like we were saying in the first segment, trying to show the personalities of the people that work for you.
Right.
And these are all public servants, and we do it not for money most of the time, just for the love of the city that we're working for and the community.
And Ted and I both have media backgrounds, as you mentioned, and I think even as reporters, I mean, I'll speak for myself, but I felt like I knew a lot about our city government until I worked for it, and then I've realized, oh my goodness, I had so much to learn, and I think I still do. You know, sometimes I'll sit in a meeting and they'll say, well, this is happening in this, and I say, oh my gosh, I don't know that, so people don't know that. We need to get the word out. So I think if there's one more tool, like we were saying, to get that news out to people, that's great. I mean,
absolutely.
Meet them wherever they are. I mean, some people aren't podcast people. We get it. That's okay. We're not offended. Find us on your favorite platform. You know, or just go on our website. But I think a lot of people are podcast folks, and I think it's really
convenient. Like a really big, you know, I was talking about with Joel, our traffic guy this morning, and of course me, you guys know, having done, when you listen for 8 hours straight, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
I might not listen to something right now.
No. Right. I've had it. Yeah. I just want to tweet. Yeah.
But, yeah.
But we'll try to get to you however we can. We just figured this was one extra way. And
oh,
I think
it's
like
perfect.
Ted said, kind of a fun way, a conversational way. I think people think of government as an idea or a thing, a bureaucracy, and not the people that really make up the city government. Mm-hmm. And we're lucky enough to be able to work with those people every day and see their hard work and perseverance and dedication to the city. And just to share that, I think, in a conversational way, like you said, the elusive word fun, I think we can bring it to the table in this podcast. Yep. Because we work with a lot of fun people.
Absolutely. Well, and it's
who
the fastest,
jobs.
It's fastest growing media right now.
Oh, it is.
So why not jump in? And
Absolutely.
It's got to be nice for somebody like you that does talk radio to see a form of talk radio becoming the fastest growing media. So the circle of life. There you go. There's your Lions King reference.
Oh, I like it. The circle of life.
Good, Ted.
Yeah, that was really good. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll have more next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. From the city of Colorado Springs, we are talking with Ted Skroback and Jennifer Schrader, both with the communications team. Jen is with the executive branch. I feel like, because we need to sound so official.
That does make
Ted's
sound
with
cool.
The legislative branch.
Yes. Ooh, makes me sound special.
So we've been talking about Springs TV. If you have not connected with Springs TV, which Jen is in charge of, see, you can get connected.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Yes, it's a great way
to
do it.
It's a great way. But say you don't have time to sit down.
Right.
Maybe you're commuting. Then that's the launch of the Behind the Springs podcast, which is actually launching today, right now. Go grab it. Get signed up to get the feed. Mm-hmm. So whenever a new podcast is added. But it's not just going to be you're doing twice a month at the regulars, but this also can be a fantastic information source. Like we were talking, okay, you say the word bomb cyclone and everybody goes,
and they start shaking.
Right?
Yes.
But this becomes a valuable resource because I know after the bomb cyclone, there was confusion about, okay, if it's on here or where, who do I call? Who comes get the trees? Wait, I got down power lines. What do I do? This is a fantastic resource for immediate information.
Yes. And we get lots of calls that do fall under city government and don't. And we're happy to redirect people. But it's like, where do they even call in the first place? How do they report them? We have an online form. We have different ways that people can tell us when they have down trees and determine if it's our situation or theirs, whether it's private property or city property. And I think, we're bound to have another blizzard. So when that happens,
like that one.
Like that one, I hope. But different emergency situations, I think this podcast could be helpful because we can have those folks on that really know the ins and outs of our Office of Emergency Management. How do you prepare? How do you get ready? I do think events like the bomb cyclone make people realize, ooh, I wasn't ready or I didn't heed the advice that
I
heard.
Didn't listen.
Yes,
right.
Yes. And so what can I do next time? It's kind of like the Waldo Canyon Black Forest fires. You know, everybody said, oh, yeah, I don't really have a plan. I got to get around to that. And once we saw the destruction that those cause, everybody started to say, maybe I should have a plan.
Right.
Maybe I should.
Although we may be a little lax once again.
We might be. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. So we might want to refresh those.
Right. Right. So I think our folks in that department can really aid us in being more prepared and getting ready for those type of things. And if we have different emergencies that we need to get information out to people we can. And we're not afraid to delve into some of the more serious issues like homelessness and things that people are really concerned about in the city. We want to hear from everybody, from the mayor to all, you know, the folks that are really out there working with our local service providers and trying to help people. And what are the latest things that are being done and what's the latest news? Our homeless outreach team on Colorado Springs Police Department, they're amazing.
Oh, yeah,
so
the
just
hot
to
team.
Hear, yeah, mm-hmm. just to hear from them, I think would
just
be
added
really
a couple
valuable.
More officers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we did. So, we did. So, I mean, I want to hear from the person that's really out there in the homeless camps and talking to these people every day. What are they seeing and hearing? And what do they think are the best solutions or ways to move forward?
Well, and again, if somebody thinks they have a story they want you guys to touch on.
Yes.
Yeah, just reach out. Like we said earlier, coloradosprings.gov/podcast. There's going to be the email on there to reach Jen and I, as well as everybody else that's been helping us with the podcast. Obviously, you can reach out to any of the social media platforms and just say, hey, listen to your podcast. Would love to hear something about X, Y, or Z.
Now, and we have so many events coming up. And that's what Ted and I were hoping to include in there also in every podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To just let people know, you know, this weekend, for example, we have Sustain-A-Fest coming up. We have a sustainability office that puts on a great, you know, party for everybody. It's a free event. A lot of our events are free and great for families. Just tomorrow, we're doing a big thing at Memorial Park where we're kicking off. It's a year out to the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a big free bash from 10 to noon in Memorial Park. Those type of events we really want people to know about because they're free. They're easy to stop by. And it's another way for you to connect with your local government.
Right.
So we're hoping.
And I'll tell you, we're also, because the events will be at the end of every episode, because also you may be going back in time and listening to episodes, so it might not be too timely, but we do want you to listen, obviously, right when it comes out.
Right.
But I'm also trying to make that fun, too, because sometimes it can be a drag when I'm just reading you something. So we're trying to throw a little music in there. Right. We're trying to throw, you know, like
again,
I said,
90s radio,
90s FM music station.
Renee can help us. She can train us.
I totally could flash back for
you
guys.
Yes, exactly. So we're throwing a little bit in there to keep you awake right at the end of the podcast to make sure that you're hearing what's coming up next.
Well, this is so interesting and really quick before we have to wrap up. And what inspired you guys to do this? Because you had heard, right, that another city is doing this. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so we found two others that are doing it. And then my other joke is that we do have full-time jobs, so we're not able to look across every single city. But it was a smaller city in Silicon Valley and Gilbert, Arizona. We talked to Silicon Valley.
They had talked
to Gilbert, Arizona. So again, I think this is another showing of where the city of Colorado Springs, the city government, is leading the way in something. And not just in Colorado, but also leading the way around the country. The other thing is, I think Silicon Valley is kind of a fun podcast themselves. I think Gilbert is kind of a little lighthearted, but a little more serious. We're really trying to go that fun, lighthearted route and trying to make it a little bit different than these other ones that we've already heard.
You can learn something and still have a good time.
Yeah, so we want you to take away, you know, because it's like drinking from a fire hose sometimes, especially if you listen to this Parks one. There's a lot of info coming at you, but if you can get a few fun facts and then hear about these events coming up, I think you're really going to enjoy what Jen and I are doing.
Perfect. Okay, so again, tell them, give them the web address so they can go get the podcast and get signed up to receive them.
coloradosprings.gov/podcast. Eventually, we may have a podcast network, so maybe we'll talk about that in the future where we get
say FD has their own network.
Yep,
and
I'm just throwing yes.
Parks has their own network.
Right. Yep, and actually Silicon Valley, their Silicon Valley beat, they deal with just police stuff, and they make that pretty entertaining. But one of the names we actually threw around was Garden of the Pods. I loved that one.
It was a good one.
And then
that's really good.
I know.
That's it got, Garden of the Pods.
It got voted down for SEO search type
it
purposes.
It doesn't really describe what we're doing. Behind the Springs, I think, describes.
But if Parks ever wants to do one, I'm gonna push Garden of the Pods on them. So
keep it in the, you know, the file there.
Yes, exactly. Putting that one in the drawer, or maybe we'll have a recurring park segment that we'll call Garden of the Pods. But it should grow eventually. coloradosprings.gov/podcast. Rate, like, subscribe, and then also it's slowly getting put on all of the main platforms that you listen to podcasts. So be looking at that over the next week, and we should be everywhere.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing all the upcoming interviews. You guys are fantastic. Thank you
so much. Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course. Jennifer Schrader, Ted Skrobak from the city. Thank you guys so much.
Well, thanks for having us. Yes. You were the exclusive.
Oh, thank you.
That's the big launch today. Audience.
I love it.
Clapping, laughing.
Go get your podcast now. Of course, you can listen to plugging podcast. Go download right. this podcast. Right.
Yes,
on.
Exactly. So yeah, Clarity O's podcast.
So you're like first
shameless
first.
Self-promotion.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Go get the podcast. Okay, coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Dr. Deborah Henderson, dermatologist, will be here from DaVita Medical Group. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.